I have one other thing that I want to chat a little about before we get into the message this morning. You probably noticed inside your bulletin were these bookmarks. And these bookmarks are prayer cards, and we have a boatload of these. We got a really good deal on them, and so we just kept having them print more because we didn't think we could have enough of them. But these prayer cards are intended to be a guide for you to be praying for the discernment process that we as a church are going through about future facilities. And so if you were at our congregation all-church meeting or all-church gathering, we spent a fair amount of time presenting what we knew most recently about our facilities discernment process. There was an article on the website. We put it in the e-newsletter a couple weeks. But I just want to give you a real quick update and encourage you to be using these cards. And there's a whole bunch of extras on the table in the back, so if you need to put them in multiple places, the most important thing that we need you to do right now is to be praying. Over the past several years, really, we've been discerning on a regular basis what to do with regard to Riverside's facilities. At different places, this facility has limited what we're able to do as a church. It sometimes is constraining, particularly downstairs for the kids. There's a lot of kids in a lot of those classrooms at times that can be difficult. And then we also have some parking constraints that we've talked about in the past. Most notable is eventually they're going to redo Lindbergh Road. And when they redo Lindbergh Road, we don't really have any certainty that we'll be able to park on it at all anymore. There'll be limiting parking in some ways, but we park a lot of cars on Lindbergh as well. So there's lots of things that have figured into us having these conversations. But we have, over the last year specifically, worked with a local architects and engineering firm called Arcor, and we've been working with them to come up with a plan that would give us an idea of what a new facility would cost and whether or not it would be something good for Riverside to pursue. So no decision has been made at all. We need you, and part of the way Riverside works is we all make these decisions together. And so we need you to be praying. We need you to be searching God's word, being open to all possibilities so that in the fall we can have a conversation about whether or not we should pursue a different facility or stay where we're at. But there's four things that were in the article that I wrote that I really want us to be thinking about. The first one is to remember that Riverside is people. We're not the building. So we could have no building at all. When we talk biblically about what it means to be the church of Jesus Christ, we're people. And so ultimately, the way we'll think about these issues is us as people, as the people of God, how might we use a facility or what role does our facility play in being a tool for the ministry we do since we're people? The second one is we are very committed as a leadership to a discernment process that is prayerful, unifying, and healthy. I believe personally that the way that we make hard decisions is as important as the final decision we make. So there is no moral right or wrong. The Bible doesn't say it's always wrong or always right to build buildings or to do certain things with facilities. But the way that we seek God's presence, the way that we seek to discern what God's up to uniquely in us as a community of God, is right or wrong. And so our hope is that we can lead a process that is healthy, that unites us as a church, and helps us to get a common sense of what God's up to with us as a people. The other is that we're very committed in this process to continue to see ourselves as a church that is committed to being a witness of God to our community. And so any decision we make about facilities will not just be about Riverside. It's going to be about how we as Riverside can participate in God's mission to our community. And so even thinking about alternative facilities, we want to think, how might that be a tool to serve our community? How might it be a place that is welcoming? How might it be a place that people feel comfortable meeting? Not just for us, but other people to welcome in. And then finally, we're committed to minimizing debt. We do not want to place ourselves in a position where we are taking undue risk financially. We want to take wild risk personally and with ministry and with our faithfulness and with God's extension into our community. But what we aren't prepared to do is to make irresponsible financial decisions for stuff, for things. And so we are very committed that if God is behind a new facility, then financial resources in miraculous ways will show up and we'll be able to step out. But we're not going to leverage what we think God's doing with a whole bunch of debt. If God is behind it, we feel like God will provide the financial resources to make it happen. And so what can you do? Well, this, pray. If you have ideas, if God places something on your heart, if you see something in the community you think we ought to consider, contact me. You can email the leadership team at lt@ourcovenant.org. You are a part of this process. No one else is going to make the decision and tell you what it is. All of us as members of Riverside Covenant Church will be making this decision together, and so we need you to be praying with us about it. Pass these cards out, give them to random people, go through everything in here, and we hope that this will give you some language to be praying with us about. All right. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to talk to me. I'd love to chat with you more about this.